This seance was... Is it the 6th?
6th.
Yes. This seance was given on the 6th of June 1963. Medium Leslie Flint.
334. Shall I say resign?
How is St. George?
He's St. George's weekend. He's out in the garden. You know, I think he's all right.
Hi, Rowley.
Rowley's all right. He's passed his exams and things are very, you know, going well with him. Quite peaceful.
Are you going to try and take a photo?
I was going if the light had come on, but not very, very bright today. It's all right, though. Doesn't matter. I can open it if you like. Shall I do that?
Yes. I was not amused exactly, but nevertheless, you know, it is so true that, you know, if you want to do something for the spirit, if you want to exert yourself and do the work which is purely of the spirit, is bound to confuse material issues because they are so opposed to each other, so different. You cannot expect the material conditions to be always helpful or always suitable. You know, I don't think you realize, or perhaps you do begin to realize, if you did not before now, that to do the work of the Spirit, it means many sacrifices. So many people are so used to, for so long, doing their material affairs, you know, doing everything in the normal, ordinary routine of life and accepting the obvious material facts. But once they get involved with the Spirit and the workings of the Spirit, it becomes increasingly difficult because it is as if you are trying to adjust yourself to living and being in two worlds at the same time, and they do not blend because they are so opposite. I know that we promise many things, and it is not that we are not sincere. We are sincere in all that we say, but we know only too well that if we are going to achieve something that is worthwhile, there is bound to be complication and difficulty and opposition in the material sense. In other words, if you want to do the work of the Spirit, you must be prepared to sacrifice, and goodness knows you know what that means. I think you feel you have made plenty of sacrifice. But that is unfortunately how it is, you know. You cannot do it any other way, you know. You've just got to accept it, that if you are to do the work of the Spirit, and this does not only apply to you, but it applies to all who strive to work in harmony and in cooperation with the Spirit, the more you become involved with the Spirit, the more difficult it is to face material things, because it could not be otherwise. There's bound to be friction and complication. We try our best to help and to smooth the path, but it does not alter the fact there are certain things, many things indeed, that we cannot do. We help as best we can, but the trouble is, the more sensitive you become and the more spiritually aware and attuned you become, the more conscious you are of all the things of the material life that irritate. In fact, the little ordinary irritations become mountains in consequence. It is all very unfortunate, and I do not know what the answer is to this problem, except in that until such time as we can, and we hope it will not be so long, alter the circumstances and change the conditions, this will have to continue to some extent. It's something that we can't do much about. But once when we have achieved what we have set out to do in regard to the material conditions, that is to change them so they are more conducive, so that you can be more peaceful and harmonious, until such time as that happens, I'm afraid we must accept the obvious fact that there will be difficulty and there will be friction. After all, I don't see how it can be otherwise. This doesn't only apply to you, it applies to Flint.
Yes, I know.
Well, because
it was you, David,
discussing
about Bruno.
Well, all right, Leslie. What is it? What does it matter? People call me Valentino, 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 until I can scream.
I know.
I don't mind tuppence whether people call me Valentino or Rudolph or Rodolfo or Rudy. What does it matter? The name is unimportant.
Well, he feels it's a bit distant, I suppose.
Ah, don't be so silly.
But are you happy about Bruno, in your mind?
Well, I think one must accept the fact that he is bound to change. You cannot expect someone so young to be thrown into a big city in the whirlpool without changing and meeting sometimes the wrong people. After all, we have to learn often from the wrong people before we know what is good. I don't think it is bad. I would like to see him settled. Of course I would, and I think that he will become settled eventually. But I would not worry as much as the medium does. It is the old story. The mediums, because of their sensitivity and because of their acuteness to conditions, they do worry unnecessarily. I think the medium worries far too much. Mm. Same as you worry far too much.
About what?
Oh, what do you worry about? You ask me what you worry about. Your life is a constant worry from the moment you get up in the morning to
Oh, no, it is not. My life is much more calm and tranquil than it used to be.
But if
I have been worrying, it's been worrying about things you've told me, yes.
Don't worry about this and you don't worry about that, but you do worry about things.
Sometimes.
Perhaps you don't call it worry, perhaps you don't consider it as worry, perhaps I am wrong, but I think that your mind is constantly on this work.
Oh, yes.
And on the conditions.
I wouldn't call that worry.
The conditions that you want for the work and that which we have hoped for, that it may come. All this is a form of worry to you and anxiety, and you know the present circumstances and conditions are not very helpful.
No.
And therefore you cannot help in some sense but be concerned, you see. Perhaps you don't call it worry.
No.
All right, I don't know. All English words I should use. I say concern then, and I will not use the word worry.
Well, worry is an agitated sort of worry.
I'm agitato, so are you.
Yes, you are today. Now stay tranquil.
I'm tranquil. Last time when I came here, I could not speak at all.
No, I know, dear.
It was impossible.
Oh, it was impossible.
Today it is much better.
Well, let's think of this.
Atmosphere, conditions are improved.
Yes.
And actually, although we talk about the circle and the conditions and so on, the conditions today are exceptionally good. And actually, I thought the conditions of the sitting the other night were good.
Yes.
It seemed to be a very nice atmosphere.
Yes, it was lovely, because everyone was out and it was beautifully quiet.
It was quiet, which makes all the difference.
I know.
Perhaps in the summer months they will go out every night.
Oh, they don't. That's the trouble. So, we can, as you say, plod along. Now then, about the book, really. The various questions that have come up, as I say, I've given a lot of thought to it since I was here. And in our conversation, as you said, reincarnation, the immediate reincarnation, I've accepted a little more graciously. Is there anything more that I can add to that now? I tell you what I'm worried about, agitated about, whichever you like. That's the end of the book. I'm on to the last chapter. I know, dear, but how can I bring
always
this
always make the end so exciting that people want the next book.
Well, I wasn't
don't
trying.
Even imply that it is the end. It is the end of a chapter, but it is not the end of a book, in a sense. It's the beginning of a new book.
Yes, I know. Well, how can I bring that up as a climax? What
must the ending, must it have a climax?
You don't think so?
I don't know. I think sometimes it is better to let it be as it is. Perhaps I may be able to implement, no, that's not the word. I may be able to increase or give you something extra later for that.
Yes, if you just bear that in mind, I'd like
I don't think it is bad as it is.
No, I can just sort of, you see, it's all, what has happened? We're just sitting and we're waiting and it seems...
No, you are waiting for the curtain to go up on the second act.
I know. Yes.
You've had the overture.
Well, anyway, will you think about it? Because I
will think about it.
I feel
but I think possibly it is natural. You're more concerned at the moment than I am. It is not that I'm not anxious or concerned. Of course I am. But I don't think that this book is yet ready for publication, and I don't think that the moment is right for it, and neither do I feel it is quite finished. As you say, it needs something extra.
Yes.
And perhaps a little later I will supply that when I feel what is the right thing to put. At the moment I don't know exactly, because it is not my intention that the book should finish there.
No.
I wanted to continue.
Yes.
But that must continue through our experiments together, surely.
Yes.
Because
oh, yes.
That must be the sequel.
That's right.
We set the scene, we have
yes.
Had the prologue.
That's right.
But now we want the action. But if the actors aren't ready, well, perhaps the actors are ready, but
the
script has not been written. Anyway, we see. I'm not so worried or so concerned. I feel we have achieved quite a bit, and I think we've done quite a lot in
yes.
a way. It has been hard going, perhaps, but it's been successful, I think. Don't worry too much.
No, I'm not worrying. I'm just going to say...
What were you going to say?
Steadily on. Now, do you know exactly what I've got in that book, or is there any way in which I can put it over to you? You've got an idea, but do you know exactly what I've got in that book?
Well, I hope so.
Oh,
it would be most peculiar if I didn't.
Oh, that's all right.
Of course I know.
That's all right.
Why should you write a book that is supposed to be written by me and I'm not supposed to know what's in it?
No, well, I don't know quite how closely you can follow a written thought after all, do I?
I'm not so concerned with the written word.
No.
I'm concerned with the thought behind the written word. In other words, what you put in the book, I can read from your thoughts.
Yes.
When you transcribe it, when you sit and type it,
yes.
when you have to go slow,
I know.
Then I can pick it up and I
yes.
know more or less everything, I think, that you have put into the book.
Yes.
Some things you've eradicated, some things you have kept out.
Yes.
Because you don't think it is perhaps too good, or
no.
perhaps it's not suitable, or it may give a wrong impression, or it may do some damage even.
No, dear, it's more if it's repetitive. You see, if I've covered it in one chapter.
Life is repetitive.
I know, dear.
That's what makes it also interesting. We keep coming and we go and we come and we go.
Yeah.
And some of us don't come back again, at least not to stay.
No, I know.
I think you've had your basin full.
Of what? Coming back?
I think so.
Oh,
I don't think you will come anymore.
Oh, I hope so.
I think you have finished.
I hope so. Really.
And George.
Oh. He said he doesn't mind. That's what I tell you.
Well, I think I can understand why George says he doesn't mind. But I don't think for one moment he will return to Earth. I think his work is finished. You know, he was sent to you as a strength.
Oh, and he
as a pillar. Someone that you could lean on. Someone that you could depend on. Someone who will give you strength which perhaps you have not even got yourself.
That is true.
You know, you must not think that I don't think deeply about many things. I think a lot about George. I think he has great integrity.
Mm.
He is the right man for you.
Yes.
Because he has a strength which many other men have not got.
No,
which is essential for you. He has his drawbacks. Everyone has.
Oh.
No one is perfect.
Mm.
But for you, he is right.
Okay.
He was sent to you for a purpose. Not only that you should find happiness in each other, but that you should find the strength and the warmth that
yes.
is necessary for you.
It is absolutely.
So that eventually you could help us
yes.
to achieve the work we are set out to do.
Okay.
And he is as important to this work as you are.
Thank you.
And I'd like him to know that.
Yes, yes. I know he often feels he isn't. I can't put that over
well,
to him.
Well, he does not realize.
No,
that he probably feels that he is not very psychic or not very spiritual, perhaps. I don't know, but I think he is much more psychic and much more spiritual than many people who
yes.
think they are, you know.
Yes.
It is because he is as he is, honest with himself and honest with yours, and he does not pretend or try to be what he is not. There is a great goodness in him which I think is so wonderful, and I think that he is essential to you and to our work. He is most essential.
That's good. So we should look after him. He's all right now.
Of course, he's all right.
We're going away
from him. Naturally, he has his ups and the downs,
yes.
and I know that he yet sometimes hasty, but it is because he's sometimes very much overworked.
Yes.
And his mind is not at rest. at times. He is very much living on his nervous system.
Yes,
it is very important that he should have a holiday.
Yes, he is.
Even if other things are sacrificed.
We're just going away just for a week.
Well, I'm glad. You're going to the island?
No, darling, we're going down there this weekend to the island. Only just for the day. But we're going down to...
But I heard you talking about going to some island.
Yes, we were. We are. We're going down this weekend just for the day.
Oh.
And we're going down to Hove. To Brighton.
I see. I did not know exactly. But I heard you talking about going for this trip.
Yes.
And you're going to some island.
That's right, crossing to the Isle of Wight.
That is it. I don't know where it is, but I don't know England that much.
Well, it's very lovely.
Good. Yeah, very lovely. I'm happy and I hope you will have a very happy time.
Thank you.
And I will try and come with you.
Do.
And take your camera, because you never know.
No, you don't.
After all, you can try and take pictures of old buildings, but you might get something else that is older than the building.
It might do. It would be wonderful, wouldn't it? We're going down to Hove for our holiday, just for a week. Just
good.
Down to the sea.
Glad for you.
For both.
That will do you both the good of the world. World of the good.
The world of good. Yes, it will. Oh, you're coming down there with us, I hope.
Of course. And now I know Gwendolyn is going to Castellaneta.
Yes.
Well, I'm very happy for her. I think it is good that he should go back to see his mama and papa and family. But I'm glad she is going. I pity you cannot go too. But who knows? I have told you you will go again, you know.
Yes.
But I don't suppose it will be this year.
No, don't go.
Unless a miracle happens.
Mm.
Miracles do happen, you know.
Sometimes.
You sometimes think, and George sometimes thinks, that you will never go back again.
Yes.
But you will. You will. And next time you go back, much different, too. You don't think this possible. Sometimes you get down in the depths and you think, always the same old routine. Nothing ever seems possible beyond the obvious, you know. But it will not always be like this. Of this I am convinced. You will do many things that we have told you you will do. I can't say that they all come exactly as we hope. These things cannot always be arranged to our liking, but they will come in their own way and in their own time. I pull all the strings out that I can.
Oh, I know you
do. I do all I can. I cannot do no more than what I do.
I'm sure you can.
You must not worry. Give my love to George. Give my love to all the circle.
I will.
You know they are good souls.
Yes. Yes.
I shall be at this wedding that I hear so much about.
Oh, yes, in August. I hope he'll be able to come down and see you before then.
I hope so.
I hope so, but the medium's going away, I think.
Give them all my love and my blessing. Monty and John, Margaret, everyone, and your son.
Yes.
He is not a bad boy.
No.
He is beginning to grow up.
Yes, he is.
I'm so happy for that.
So am I.
And I think he will prove a blessing to you.
Good. That's something.
You have gone through the mill, but you will reap the corn.
Thank you.
I must go. I'm sorry. I hope I have done all right. I've done my best.
Yes.
But bless you.
And
my love to you all. Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling. God bless you.
You mustn't have done the dance alone.
No, dear.
He was very sweet about George, wasn't he?
Wasn't he lovely? Wasn't he lovely? Well, it is so true, Vicky. He is absolutely my strength. So many ways.
I'm not surprised he said that to
him. That's sweet of you to come. I'm glad you have. It's a long time since I spoke.
I know. But you know, it is that we all concentrate on Rudy.
Yes.
Because it is so important for you and for him.
Yes.
And he has not been so successful last time, you know.
No.
So today we make a very special effort for you and for him. But he is a wonderful soul. And I'm sure that he will achieve a great deal of his promise. So it may take time, but it will come.
Well,
it is amazing what miracles can happen in your world.
Yes. Well, we...
Impossible, it may seem, but it can yet become possible.
Good.
He still has faith that you will have your sanctuary,
right,
and you will have the conditions which are necessary to the continuation of this work. And don't worry about your book.
No.
I'm sure it is going to be all right and a success.
Yes.
Don't
worry. No, I don't worry. I just want to get it that the end is... It's gripping. You know, people like that.
Oh, it is important that it should be gripping from the beginning.
Oh, it is, which is, that is the point. Everyone's very impressed at the beginning, and I don't, you know, I want a sort of a climax at the end. We'll see what we can do anyway.
My love to all my friends.
Yes, all right, darling, thank you.
Thank you very well.
Yes, no, that.
You're not down the dumps, are you?
No, dear. No.
Your mummy sends all her love.
Oh, dear, she hasn't heard from her a long time. Well, I don't know. I come down here and I sometimes think I really ought to ask for a family gathering, you know, but...
Well, I think that's something that...
Somehow...
will happen when it's ready, now, yes. When they want to. I think, they're all quite happy because...
Yes, well, that's
I
all
feel
right.
That when you get Ruby through, then you get a sense of all of them because he's almost, you might say, a mouthpiece for the rest.
I know that.
And they're all concerned with the work.
Yes, oh, well, that's
the continuation of it.
So long as they never, I'm sure they don't feel that they're never sort of pushed
not.
Out.
No. Mrs. Whole House loves her very much.
Yes, I suppose so. She better. So long as she doesn't feel as I'm.
I remember your mum coming to meetings years ago.
Yes, I know.
She's a good old stick, she was.
She was. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. Thank you all very much.
Keep your chins up.
Yes, all right, darling.
Chin, not chins.